Action Voice News, the Global Link.
Political parties urge to avoid regalia on National Day of Prayer. Government urge to exercise caution in maize exports. And Amy Kennel sworn in as Madagascar's new leader after coup. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasavo. The Bible Gospel Church in Africa, Bigoka, has urged political parties to refrain from wearing political regalia during the commemoration of the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation set for 18th October 2025. Bigoka Deputy Secretary General Bishop Lazarus Shumba said wearing political attire at such an event could create divisions by portraying some parties as more prominent than others, thereby defeating the spirit of unity the day seeks to promote. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Bishop Shumba encouraged political leaders and citizens alike to avoid actions that could ignite conflict, emphasizing that the day should be dedicated to praying for Mother Zambia in unity and harmony. If anything, people should come dressed in Zambia national colors as a symbol of the nation's motto, One Zambia, One Nation, said Bishop Shumba. He stressed that the National Day of Prayer should not be politicized, but should serve as a spirit-filled occasion of oneness and reconciliation. Zambia needs political healing, and this day provides an opportunity for politicians to reconcile and forgive one another, said Bishop Shumba. Bishop Shumba further appealed to the organizing committee of the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation to ensure inclusivity by recognizing all dignitaries and leaders present, regardless of their political affiliation, in order to foster an atmosphere of unity and mutual respect.
Zambia needs political healing. Zambia needs the healing of the hearts of the people. Cutting across all sectors, time for us to bury our past and uphold that heart of forgiveness towards each other. We need this day. There is hope for Zambia, but it comes at a price. There must be a man and a woman to pray for the peace of our country. We need economic healing. I know some people live in denial and saying, oh, is well. No, we can still pray for the economic recovery of our country.
Battlecry founder O'Brien Mayambu has urged Zambians across the country to turn out in large numbers for this year's National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation, and to petition God over the various challenges facing the nation. Apostle Mayambu said the day provides an opportunity for citizens to present both national and personal challenges before God through prayer and fasting. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu described the event as a moment for individuals and the nation to reconcile with God and reaffirm Zambia's commitment to being a God-fearing nation. It is imperative that the country also prays for continued peace and unity as it heads towards the 2026 general elections, said Apostle Mayambu. He has since called on all Zambians, regardless of denomination or political affiliation, to participate in the observance and seek God's guidance for the nation's prosperity and harmony.
Whose theme is One Nation Under God. Time for us as Zambians to come to the Lord and give thanks for the peace we continue to enjoy as a nation. As Battle Cry for Zambia, we also want to say it is time for us as a nation to petition God in prayer for every challenge we are going through as a nation as we seek God's intervention.
Zambia Wake Up Party ZAWAPA President Howard Kunda has urged government to adopt a cautious approach as it begins exporting maize to neighboring Malawi. Mr. Kunda warned that it would be risky for government to focus on revenue from maize exports before fully satisfying domestic demand. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kunda said government must learn from the previous farming season when over-exportation led to maize shortages and forced the country to import maize. The party has observed that there is a ready market for maize in countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC and Malawi, but caution should be exercised when exporting, said Mr. Kunda. Mr. Kunda cautioned that failure to plan and calculate export quantities properly could result in Zambia once again importing maize meal a situation he described as unnecessary and avoidable. He further emphasized the need to prioritize national food security before engaging in large-scale exports.
Food security is paramount, and we have been telling this government not to sell the produce, the maize that we got when they were saying no bumper harvest. But you see, as much as we would want to help our neighboring countries, you cannot leave your people hungry and go and start feeding your neighbor's children. I think that
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has called for constructive dialogue between the Ministry of Health and health professionals over the deployment of workers to rural areas. This follows recent remarks by Health Minister Elijah Mchuma, who cautioned nurses against refusing rural postings and warned that non-compliance could result in early retirement. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Association Director General Quince Mwavu said, while the association supports government's goal of ensuring equitable health care across the country, such objectives should be pursued through supportive and fair measures. Rural postings are essential to national health coverage, but expecting health workers to serve in remote areas without adequate housing or safe living conditions is both unreasonable and unsustainable, said Dr. Mwavu. He noted challenges surrounding rural deployment go beyond administrative enforcement, but reflect deeper systematic issues that affect both the quality of health care and welfare of frontline professionals. Dr. Mwavu emphasized the importance of creating an environment where health workers feel valued, safe, and supported, enabling them to deliver quality care with dignity and commitment.
This concern have been repeatedly raised by deployed staff, and it requires immediate and decisive action where health workers feel valued, supported, and safe, enabling them to perform their duties effectively and with dignity. Without addressing these fundamental requirements, the sustainability and success of rural health service delivery will remain at risk.
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station. Before we go praying tomorrow, straight on the market side, where I'm seeing maize, which is corn, $4.23 a ton, international market, 503. That is wheat, 6039, cocoa lovers, 1014. I'm giving you that it's soybeans, the international market. And if you're driving, the Brent is trading at $60.36 a barrel, and if you're flying, 56.84. That is a jet fuel. Copper prices, say, just $10,479 a ton, and 15,128 nickel. And of course, gold lovers, this gold is expensive, 4339.10 an ounce. That is good for those dealing in gold. And of course, the TV's results are out. The central bank was looking for 2.2 billion kwacha. They didn't manage to get that. And subscribe, 1,049. And I'm seeing the cautiousness in local borrowing. They just come down and borrowed 928 million kwacha. Very cautious on that. And when currency market is out,